This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. A special shout-out to our friends tonight in San Antonio, Texas, otherwise known as the Military City, a big hoo-ha out there for all you guys and gals that are listening to us by the bases there. And a special thanks goes out to all of our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world via satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and our Border Patrol, too, working hard along the borders. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, and those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there, and I'm sure you will be delighted with some of the things that you see there. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics on the weekend edition, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our country was created and founded on Judeo-Christian values. And don't let anybody try to con you into thinking anything else. It's not true. Go read the Bill of Rights. Go read the Constitution. Go read the Declaration of Independence. There's plenty of it in there. All right. Now, Kyle, we start with Iran and the oil tankers with the threat of a new CENTCOM operation called Operation Sentinel. And let me just say where we're at right now. Now, Iran seized a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz on Friday and briefly detained a second one, marking a fresh escalation of tensions between Tehran and Western countries. Now, the ship that was taken in to port in Iran was the United Kingdom flagged Stena Impero. It had 23 crew members on board from India, from Russia, from Latvia, and the Philippines. Now, they were approached by unidentified small craft boats, probably IRGC, fast boats as they've been come to be known, and an armed helicopter overhead, which changes the game when you got somebody up over the top of you with missiles pointed at you and whatnot, during the transit through the Straits of Hormuz, where they were in a channel that was about 2 miles wide, but they were in international waters when this happened. So, we know that Iran did say that they took the tanker into custody for noncompliance with international maritime laws and regulations. Now, that's a bunch of nonsense.
It certainly sounds like a bunch of nonsense. It sounds very trumped up. And you're right. They were in international waters. and Stena Bulk, that's the shipping company that owns that vessel, they reported that they had lost contact. And in some ways, Captain, you can track some of these vessels on websites, and they could see that it did, in fact, make that turn and start heading north to Iran, similar to the other tanker that was briefly detained later in the day, where they boarded the tanker and then eventually let them go on their way. But that tanker also evidently made a turn. So the Iranians are upping the ante here very, very much so with these very provocative moves. Now, the British Foreign Secretary, of course, is saying they don't want to really have to contemplate any kind of military solution here. They're still going for a diplomatic solution, but that seems to be up to Iran at this point.
Yeah, and here's what started all of this. The day before, the United States shot down an Iranian, well, they didn't shoot it down, sorry. They used a device to splash an Iranian drone, and here's what the president said about that.
Before I begin, I want to apprise everyone of an incident in the Strait of Hormuz today involving USS Boxer and Navy amphibious assault ship. The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed. This is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters.
Now, that we understand to be correct. Iran said, well, they shot down, the United States shot down their own drone, remember?
Right, yeah.
And then they said, we didn't lose a drone. We didn't have any drones in the area. But you cannot believe Iran. Iran is a bunch of liars. And by the way, the second ship, the reason they let it go is it was not a British ship. It was a Liberian flag tanker known as the Mesdar. And they got on board. They did an investigation, they let the vessel go for whatever reasons, detained it for approximately an hour while they did an inspection.
That's right. And, of course, not all that long ago, the U.K. actually seized an Iranian oil supertanker. I believe it's being held near Gibraltar right now.
It is.
And they seized that because there appeared to be evidence that they were breaching European sanctions on the oil shipments to Syria.
That's
and that
correct.
May be one of the reasons why the Iranians are targeting the U.K.
All righty. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't forget, this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We do things a little differently. It's a three-hour program. Kyle is with me during hour number one. Hour number two is going to change the way we do things. And hour number three, Denise Simon will be our guest in hour number three. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Appreciate you doing that for us very much. And Mike Gallagher happens to be at this radio station. He's now broadcasting from the studio out behind me in the rear of the station. He has his own custom studio back there. So when you hear him and he says live from Tampa, Florida, he means live from Tampa, Florida. He's right here in the same building. Now, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor, and I'd like to suggest if you're suffering or struggling with nagging or severe pain and everything you tried really doesn't seem to work, doesn't seem to cut it, try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. That's what I did. I took Mobic and Flexeril, two painkillers and muscle relaxers for about 10 years, and it had some side effects to it that I didn't particularly care for, and I stopped taking it, and I went to Aleve for a while, 6 pills a day, which wasn't smart either because it actually encourages bleeding, both if you cut your finger or internally if something were to happen. And when I found out about that, I went, boy, there's got to be something different. So I heard about Relief Factor. Now, I've got arthritis. I've broken a lot of bones. I've had ankle replacement surgery. And as a result, when you break things and you get older in life, guess what? You develop arthritis. It's just a natural way of doing things. So with the back pain I've had, broken my back twice too, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, whatever kind of pain, foot pain, muscle aches and all that, I started out with a Relief Factor 3-week quick start. I took it exactly the way the directions said to take it, and lo and behold, it worked. And I'm still taking it today. I take it twice a day, once in the morning with breakfast, once in the evening when I have my my late afternoon lunch or what I call a supper, because my hours are different than what your hours are, obviously doing an online show, but I take it twice a day, and it just absolutely cut all the discomfort I was having. And I know some of you have tried this now by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you've taken my advice and you're taking this, and it's a work in progress. So as I told a couple of my friends, you may not notice an immediate result, but if you take it the way it's instructed, over the course of 2 weeks to a month, you will notice a change in what happens. And the other thing it does is it reduces swelling naturally, which my ankles were another problem. One ankle would swell up because it was trying to make up for the other one that had been replaced. But anyway, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there today, try it out. $19.95 is all it costs for the three-week quick start. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we're going to talk a little politicking here. We're going to do a little politicking because Bernie is going to force us to do it. But in the meantime, I got to get into Tucker Carlson talking about AOC because, you know, everybody's trying to get AOC on television other than CNN where she's been or MSNBC where she's been. And Tucker made an attempt to get her on TV the other night. But listen to this.
Like Ilhan, anyone who believes in the rights of all people in danger, and I think that there's a responsibility for that environment.
Yeah. So disagreeing with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a physical threat, right? Nothing about last night's rally endangered anybody. The president never threatened or called for harm to come to members of Congress. Being called for violence against Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or anybody else. He just disagrees with them and finds them embarrassing and repugnant, because they are. Lots of people feel that way. The president isn't a fascist. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is. That's what she's doing when she calls other people's speech violence. She's justifying her own decision to silence them. If Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had absolute power, would you be able to disagree with her? What do you think? No, because clearly she doesn't think your opinions are valid. They're different from hers, so by definition they're violent and racist. She isn't just allowed to silence you, she's obligated to, if she believes that. And that's her perfect world. Shut up and obey.
And what was going on there that brought that that little short clip where you only heard just about 10 seconds of her was one of his reporters, people on his program reached out to her to try to get her on the program, and she never said a word and turned around and walked away.
I'm not surprised, Captain, and, you know, it would be wonderful to see Tucker Carlson be able to have any kind of conversation and with Ocasio-Cortez, and even Sean Hannity repeatedly has offered time on his radio program, time on his television program. I don't think she's going to take either of them up on it anytime soon. But you know what Tucker talks about when it comes to Ocasio-Cortez and the squad, as it were, that essentially, you know, they have become essentially sacrosanct. That's not the word that he used, but he said this. He said, nothing these women can say, or nothing these women say, rather, can be criticized by definition. This is where we've arrived at because of the stance of the Democrat Party itself and in the media as well, I believe. So that's right. She doesn't want to come within 100 yards of a Fox television show like Tucker's or Hannity's.
Now, I'm really beginning to like Lindsey Graham a lot more, and I know he ran for president here a cycle or two ago and didn't get anywhere, but Lindsey Graham is becoming a rah-rah attaboy cheerleader for the president. Listen to this little clip.
Here's what I think. I think the president is playing on the 1968 Love It or Leave It. I've said before that if you're a Somali refugee wearing a MAGA hat, he doesn't want to send you back. You probably have dinner at the White House. What does that tell me? That it's about the criticism and the critic. That the president believes that what they're doing is over the top. We're not running concentration camps. So when you start accusing people of running concentration camps who work for the United States government, you're going to be met with some pretty fiery responses. I don't like it. I'm not going around telling anybody to leave the country who's an American citizen. To a naturalized citizen, this is your home as much as mine.
And when he said what he said at the rally in North Carolina on Monday night, and the mainstream media took it and twisted it around. His exact words were, if you don't like it here, go back to where you came from and fix the problems you got there. Okay? Now, it didn't say Somalia. It didn't say Nigeria. It didn't say Palestine. It didn't say anything like that. He was referring to the people in the congressional districts that they come from, including Tlaib out of Michigan, because she lives in the third worst congressional district in the country.
Right. Actually, the members of the squad, as it were, I mean, they actually are not taking care of business the way that they should in their own districts,
no.
as you're pointing out. And that, Captain, is the most American thing people could do, and that is to make sure that their own communities are safe, that they're economically strong, that all kinds of good things are happening there. But, of course, they only got elected to Congress, it would seem, to have some kind of national voice, and now as they take on not only President Trump and anybody else who would ever disagree with them, but that even includes Democrats, and they're gunning for Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
And they're doing that in order to send a very powerful message to all Democrats, and that is don't disagree with them.
And now let's talk about Bernie Sanders, because this all leads up to him. Bernie Sanders has been a major proponent of the $15 an hour minimum wage, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, he's now got some of his campaign offices in states where the minimum wage is $15. And instead of paying someone $15 to lick a stamp on a letter and mail it out to somebody or whatever it is they're doing, low-level staffers, he is laying off people so he does not have to pay them $15 an hour. Way to go, Bernie.
Well, wait a minute. Is he responding to market, forces?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Is he
oh,
saying,
yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Somebody's mandating that I have to pay X amount and
yep.
I can't pay X amount.
That's
so
it.
People are actually losing jobs as a result of Bernie Sanders.
Yep. Bernie Sanders campaign people have been laid off in the states where the minimum wage went to $15 an hour because he can't afford them.
That's right. And what does he think that business overall would do, especially small business? They would have to cut back and streamline, and that means more people out of work.
Yep.
And so here we have a real-world example, but I don't know it's going to penetrate the Bernie Sanders deflector screen. I don't know.
And as of yet, he has not even said anything when reporters have said, well, now, wait a minute. Isn't this a little hypocrisy there, Senator Sanders? He's walked away from the questions.
Well, I don't doubt it. But back in January, he said if you work 40 hours a week, you should not live in poverty. Again, being a proponent of the larger minimum wage and so forth. But instead, see, the idea is that you want people to make more money. You want people to have more people to have jobs. You grow the economy. You give incentives for small business to invest and expand and hire. That's the rising tide lifting all boats. But he wants to go from that top-down socialist perspective, and it doesn't work.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we're going to talk about English as the language of the United States of America, where it's mandatory to get things like a driver's license or where it's not mandatory. I'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The U.S. and China continue to seek an end to a year-long trade war. President Trump spoke to reporters as he left the White House Friday, saying talks are going well and that the U.S. has the upper hand.
We're dealing with China. We're doing very well. They are not doing very well. They had the worst year they've had in 27 years, and we're having the best year we ever had. So we're doing well, but let's see what happens. And our farmers are doing very well because I've taken some of the billions of dollars of tariffs that we collect from China. We collect billions and billions of dollars of fees and tariffs, and I gave it to our farmers.
On another issue, President Trump says he's not in favor of using the debt ceiling as a way to negotiate a more favorable budget for Republicans. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard says its navy's captured a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump says it's unacceptable and shows how untrustworthy Iran is. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and we're going to try to get Wayne on again next week, middle of the week. We'll see what happens. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. And for over 75 years, Geico has been saving people money, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over $21 million. Drivers, including your humble talk radio host, me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own, not just the car or the truck that you're driving, but they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or even that snowmobile that you drive when you got snow on the ground. Now, they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance through the Geico Insurance Agency near you. And all you got to do to find out more about them is go to their website, Geico, GEICO.com, or go to your local phone book. Look in the yellow pages or the white pages to find the name of your local agent. And if there's not one there that's listed, or if you can't find them on the internet, then go to the Geico website, Geico.com, for a service that way. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Back in the first segment, I talked about Operation Sentinel, and a lot of people are probably wondering, well, what the heck is that? Well, let me read you the U.S. CENTCOM, Central Command Statement, about Operation Sentinel from yesterday, late afternoon. It says, U.S. Central Command is developing a multinational maritime effort, Operation Sentinel, to increase surveillance and security in key waterways in the Middle East to ensure freedom of navigation in light of recent events in the Arabian Gulf region. The goal of Operation Sentinel is to promote maritime stability, ensure safe passage, and de-escalate tensions in international waters throughout the Arabian Gulf, Straits of Hormuz, and the Gulf of Oman. Now, this maritime security framework will enable nations to provide escorts to their flag vehicles while taking advantage of the cooperation and participating nations for coordination and enhanced maritime domain awareness and surveillance. Basically, what that means is we put together a coalition of the willing to go in there and make sure that these tankers going through there can get through there without being pulled over by the Iranians, correct?
Exactly.
And while the United States is committed to supporting this initiative, contributions and leadership from regional and international partners will be required in order for this to succeed. Now, we already know Britain more than likely will get involved in this because of what they got going now. Saudi Arabia has also announced that they want in. Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and those are the countries that I know of for sure right now. I don't think we can count on France. I don't think we can count on Germany because so far their vessels seem to be exempt from being hijacked, if you will, by these pirates, these Iranian IRGC boats. Now, U.S. officials continue to coordinate with allies and partners in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East on the details and capabilities required for Operation Sentinel to enable freedom of navigation in the region and protect vital shipping lanes, which means there's going to be more warships in the area.
Exactly right. And there are more troops, of course, also going to Saudi Arabia to be staged there at Prince Sultan Air Base, I believe. Now, also with the French and German interests, I think are going to be aligning with everybody else's at this point, especially because we're seeing the Iranian seize a UK freighter, UK tanker, rather, and this is going to affect everybody. And at some point, the Iranians might get so desperate that they're going to want to do something, and the French and the Germans are going to have to come on board, I think.
Yeah, and you got to remember, they also seized a United Arab Emirates tanker the other day.
Right.
And it's still sitting there in this Iranian port, which, by the way, one of the solutions to all of this is to go in there and destroy that port and the capabilities they have with their limited Navy forces like Ronald Reagan did years ago. Remember when he did that?
Oh, yes, exactly. And again, this is lawlessness on the high seas. This is international waters. And the free world can't allow that to continue, and so something will be done eventually here.
Now, you were checking on English yesterday and where it was required for driver's licenses and other things. And we do not have, now let's establish this to begin with. The United States officially, the United States government, does not have an official language, but everybody is aware of the fact that English is the language we speak in this country.
Exactly right. And you're right. It's not an official language, but, you know, let's be honest. If you want to be able to move about society, do commerce, I mean, there used to be the international language of commerce many years ago. It used to be French, and it's essentially turned into English. But if you want to be able to have a cohesive society, you need to have a commonality of language that's going to supersede everything else. But especially if you want to get a driver's license in many states, there are literally tens and tens of languages that you could take a driver's test in across the United States. Very interesting.
But there are some states where you must be able to read, write, and speak English just to get a driver's license, not to forget about the fact that these commercial driver's licenses for the professional drivers out there, you need to be proficient in English and you need to prove that you understand our road signs on the road so that you don't get out there with an 80,000-pound rig and, I don't know, drive on the wrong side of the road.
Right, exactly. And if you wanted to get a hazardous materials endorsement, I think you can only do that in English. But, for example, in California, you could take the test in a different language other than English. And take your pick. There's so many different ones of them. Typically, it would be Spanish here in Southern California, might be the most common. But if you take it in a language other than English, you'll need to take a road sign test. So that you can, it can be shown you can identify what the road signs actually say, because especially in California, the road signs are going to be in English.
And there's something else about the, you talked about the hazardous materials endorsement. In order to do that, you have to have a criminal background check and be properly vetted. And if you come in from another country and there's even so much as a slightest pimple or blurb on your security clearance, you are not going to get a hazardous material endorsement.
Well, exactly, because that can lead into terrorist activity, kind of thing. But, you know, it's interesting, like, for example, of course, some of these different languages might be Arabic, they might be Chinese, typically Mandarin. But I noticed, Captain, in the state of Minnesota, you could take the driver's test in Somali.
I wonder why.
And that's where the famous Ilhan Omar is from. Also, Maine, I think, has Somali as well. And I think at last count, Alaska had pretty much just English. And again, mostly it had been English and Spanish up to about a little over 10 years ago, and then especially states like Pennsylvania joined in with New York, where you could take multiple languages. Those include Hindi, and in New York you could take it in Bosnian or even Hebrew if you wanted to in New York. And so this has been going on, but again, the commonality of language is so very important. People might be taking a test, but really to have a cohesive society doesn't mean that you get rid of your national heritage or don't speak your language with your family or this kind of stuff. None of that. It just means that if you want to be able to do business and get move forward in society and do commerce and interact, having a commonality of language is very, very important, no matter what country you live in.
Well, that's true. That's very true. And the thing of it is we have to understand, and I am all for, if they ever want to make English the official language of the United States of America, I'm all for it.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people might be, but what happens is that you get into what's called like a balkanization of the society, or you get enclaves. And I mean, this extends, and I remember back when I was in school, I had a professor, he was from Estonia, and they had a lot of problems during those times. They were satellite states at that time, or had just been stopped being satellite states, but the Russians didn't want to talk to the Estonians in their own language. You had to learn Russian and this kind of thing. And this kind of thing, begins to tear people apart, especially if you're being sort of dominated by another thing. But what happens is people go to their enclaves, and you mentioned something to me earlier off the air, Captain, the idea about the no-go zones.
Right.
Where suddenly you go into some place and they don't speak any language but their own, and now you can't really interact, and it causes a lot of separateness.
I've known drivers that have gone into those areas to make deliveries and they can't even find where they're supposed to deliver.
Exactly right. And that's not good for anybody.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much coming on the program. And I know that many of you enjoy, I get the comments, and KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you want to communicate with him, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, we're coming right back. Going to take a look at the highways and byways.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right sleep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and peed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle from 1979, Rooster Cruisin'. Ain't nothing wrong with my radio. And I played a couple of extra stanzas there because somebody called me up earlier tonight, a listener, and wanted to know what the name of that song was because I guess they were trying to find it or whatnot, and I told them what it is, and there it is. You can find it on YouTube. I'm not sure if that's even for sale anymore because it is from like, doggone, let's see, that's 40 years ago. But anyway, that's, and there was another later version done of that. I'm not sure who did it, but I remember one of the more modern guys did it back in the, 80s or 90s. Now, let's get to the weather because I'm telling you, we got a real mess across the central part of the United States and into the northeastern part of the U.S. and right straight across, well, let's see. If we got to pick a road, let's take I-40, right straight across I-40 all the way to the Atlantic Ocean from Oklahoma. And here we go. Oppressive and dangerously excessive heat and humidity will continue through Saturday from the Midwest all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. Now, the Midwest will get a slight reprieve on Sunday as a cold front moves through the area, while excessive heat continues on the East Coast. In addition, strong to severe storms will bring potential for damaging winds and heavy rain on Saturday. Now, that cold front has already hit the warm front in parts of South Dakota, because in the Rapid City area along I-90 and about one-third of the way into South Dakota right now, you've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and flood watches up for that area with excessive rain coming in. Now, let's go along, follow me along here, and I'll try to do the best I can to lead you with what's going on. I-90 starting to the west up in Wisconsin. I-90 going down into Illinois, going across over into Indiana, and then Ohio, and then New York State, and all the way to Boston. You've got high heat advisories for temperatures, field index temperatures of 105 to 110 or higher in some of those major cities, which is why New York City has had to cancel a bunch of their activities in lieu of the 50th anniversary of the moon landing and moon walk. Now, I-94 coming down out of Wisconsin, the southern part of Wisconsin, and down into Michigan. You've got, again, high excessive heat warnings there. Detroit, you're going to have a miserable day. Sorry about that. Most of central Michigan today, temperatures 105 to 110, feel like heat index. Now, up in Wisconsin, it looks like Milwaukee and a little bit north, there's a possibility for some showers in the area right now, as well as in northern Michigan, which will cool things off a little bit up there. But now let's get down on I-80. Now, coming out of Iowa, going over into Illinois, going into Indiana, going into Ohio, going across Pennsylvania, all the way to New York City, you're going to be running into those extremely high humidities and high heat index temperatures. There is one little reprieve right now around Snowshoe on I-80 where it looks like we have a little bit of rain in the area, and that's not a bad thing considering that you got both sides of it some really high heat temperatures. Now, going down on I-70, coming out of Kansas, all the way east to the Atlantic Ocean, you've got excessive high heat temperatures. And again, it's not going to be good. It's air conditioned all the way. And I feel sorry for those guys and gals that got air conditioners and aren't working, because this is not the weekend or the day to be doing that. And then I-64 from Missouri all the way back over to the East Coast. Same thing applies there. I-40. Coming across out of Oklahoma into Arkansas, into Tennessee, over to I-81, all the way across high heat index temperatures. And again, North Carolina, South Carolina, up and down I-95, I-81, I-91, I-93. You got all of the above. I-95 all the way up through Maine to Nova Scotia. You've got this high heat and all that coming out of Florida, because down here in Florida, we've got temperatures still in the 90s with our rain showers that we've been getting. And boy, we had a pretty good storm last night here before I was coming into the station, and it lasted for about 30 minutes or so, but sideways wind, and it was almost like being in a tropical storm for a little while. But anyway, it is what it is. And then out west, not to be outdone, New Mexico, around Ruidoso, around the Indian Reservation, and Clovis, New Mexico, and also up into, let's see, Lubbock, Texas, Amarillo, Texas. You've got the high heat warnings and the high heat indexes there. Temperatures feel like they're going to be 100 to 105 in that area. You've got an inclement weather advisory for bad air. Anybody with any type of lung problems in Colorado, Denver area, and east of there. It's just very stagnant air. And again, waiting for the weather over on the west coast to come ashore, because you've got a front, predominantly South Oregon, Northern California, that'll have some rain in it, which will bring some much-needed relief to some of those areas. And you notice I haven't even talked about the desert southwest, where it's always warm, but it's not as warm right now as it is from the Midwest to the East Coast and the northeastern part of the United States. And when's the last time you thought I'd be telling you all the way to the Canadian border in New York, you've got high heat advisories, all the way up through Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, all the way up to Nova Scotia? When's the last time you thought you'd hear something like that? You didn't, because this just hasn't happened before. And by the way, those of you in some of those big metropolitan areas, you can expect power failures today, or what they call brownouts or blackouts, because of the excessive amount of power that's being used. I realize there's no way you can really cut back on power when you're relying on air conditioning to keep your surroundings cool and comfortable. I get that, but, you know, unfortunately, watch and see if it doesn't happen, because it's been happening in most of the major cities on the East Coast. Now, coming up, hour number two, we'll have a little different format to the show. We're going to start out with the national anthem, and then I've got a whole bunch of audio clips to play, different things that happened during the week. And yesterday, we'll talk some more about the Iranian situation. We'll update that to let you know if there's anything going on. We'll take a look at that during the course of the news. But I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, coming up on the weekend edition. And by the way, hour number three, Denise Simon comes in her normal regular time, as she does during the week.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.